Thanks for your company today on Women of Hope. You're with Penny Mulvey. Did you know Women of Hope is entirely dependent on donations? Check out our website, www.twraustralia.org. That's www.twraustralia.org. Today we are exploring the art of communication, and joining me is Beth Allison of CareForce Recovery Ministries. Hello Beth, nice to have you here.
Thanks Penny.
Now Beth, today we're talking about communicating. It's something we do every day, many times a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be pretty important.
It is. It's fundamental to relationships. And often when we talk about communicating, we think in terms of what we say. But for me, the heart of communication is listening. And for so many of us, we are so quick to want to come in with something we want to say or a correction, to say, yes, I've experienced that. But to really communicate is firstly to listen. And I've heard it said that listening is the highest form of love. And I think that's very true. If I'm communicating well, I am saying I'm prepared to listen to the heart of this person, to put aside my bias, to just slow down in what I'd like to say in reply. And I want to really hear, not necessarily what's being said even by the words, but what the heart is actually saying to me from that other person.
That's very hard to be able to get beyond the words though, isn't it?
Absolutely. And part of listening is asking questions. So if I'm listening well, I will be able to ask the questions that start to unwrap what is perhaps not being said. It's sometimes the cues are the physical aspect, the body language, where the eyes are, what the person looks like, how that person is presenting. And the skill, I think, of good communicating is picking up those non-verbals and being able to reflect back in a loving way to draw out that person.
The other thing, as you were talking, the issue of judgment, that you have to be able to put aside your judgments as you're communicating with people.
We all have our world views. We may say we don't, but we have our biases. And in listening, we are also saying to that person, I may not agree with you, but I value your opinion. And I think that is so important. One of the arts of friendship and of good communication is for someone to feel, well, they may not agree with me, but they have listened and they have tried to understand. And that's something I've really worked hard on, because I realize I have my own biases, but I want to understand. I'll say to people, help me understand what you're saying, because there's room for me to grow. And I think part of the joy of communication is allowing ourselves to be challenged and allowing our worldview to be expanded. It doesn't mean we have to agree, but it means that in all things, I am going to display charity.
As you speak, it sounds so fantastic. The problem is most of us fall so short of that. How do we start making amends? How do we start rethinking how we communicate when we recognise that so much damage can be done?
Our major ways of learning are through the mistakes we make, Penny. I once heard said, as part of communication, don't seek to be right, seek to be reconciled. And that has stayed with me. It's inbuilt within us to feel that we are being heard, and if we feel strongly about something, that people acknowledge that we're right. And I once made a very bad error of judgment where I had a friend disagree with a course of action I was taking, and she wrote to me outlining where she believed that I'd gone astray, and I replied in like kind by letter, going through each point. And I realize now, if I'd just let that letter mellow a bit under my pillow for a few days, I wouldn't have sent it. Why? Because in doing it, I was coming in the same spirit, a spirit of really antagonism. And if I'd let it mellow, and if I'd allowed just the spirit of Jesus Christ to really work through me, I would have realized I could win the battle here. But this is not the issue. The major issue is keeping a friendship alive, and to go through each point and to say, you're wrong here, you're wrong there, and this is what really happened. It doesn't mean that we're doormats, but it does mean that I think the priority of any communication and friendship is how can I keep this relationship healthy and restored, revitalized. Yes, there are times to confront, but we really need to watch the timing of that, that we're coming always in that spirit of love. And my mistake was in the heat of the moment trying to justify things, and I think at the end of the day I would have taken, on reflection, a very different approach in seeing that this friend of mine was hurt and I wasn't really communicating with her. I wasn't hearing her heart, and I was replying on the letter of the law but not hearing a heart that was hurting. And I think for me it was a major lesson that the Spirit of God really wants to help us in this whole area of communication. We're told, do you lack wisdom? Well, ask, and God will give it to you. And we sometimes underestimate that the Spirit is so for us and wants to give us the words to speak at the right time, in the right way, with the right tone of voice.
You're listening to Women of Hope. Beth Allison of CareForce Recovery Ministries is my guest. Beth, before that magnificent song, you told us a story about a letter you wrote which caused the breakdown of a friendship. I can't help but ask, what's happened to the friendship now?
That's a very good question. There's been no contact, and I'm working on spontaneous acts of kindness, and it was a real grief to me for many months, and finally I felt the Lord say to me, Beth, you've got to lay this one down and trust me that it will be restored. So what I do is now and again, her name comes to mind, and I'll send her a card, just thinking of you. And although she's asked for no contact, and I'm not overdoing it, just now and again I'm trying to respond to what I think is the prompting of the Spirit to communicate with her. And I pray. I pray blessing on her, and it's always in my heart that this friendship will be restored. It's been such a long-standing one. But yes, that's certainly my hope.
So that example that you've given, which is a very personal and very painful example for you, certainly demonstrates very powerfully the downside of poor communication, doesn't it? Or thoughtless communication.
Absolutely, yes. And I think in everything, and this is where my husband has really helped me, he says, Beth, how long are you going to punish yourself over this? Yes, on reflection you do it differently, but if we really believe that God's grace is sufficient, firstly you need to forgive yourself, ask the Lord to forgive you, and then move on. And again, that's a choice I've had to make, because part of my nature is to really flog myself mentally, emotionally, that I've blown it here. But I have been able to say, no, I have. I acknowledge that. I acknowledge my part in it. But I'm going to pick myself up and now focus on what I'd love to happen.
The good thing that's come out of that, though, is the lesson that you've learnt. And the lesson that you've learnt not to do that again and to think. And I mean, yes, the fallout was dramatic, but maybe you mightn't have learnt that lesson.
Absolutely, Penny. And the funny thing is, it was only a couple of weeks ago I was having coffee with a friend who has had an almost identical situation. She said, I want to show you a letter that I have written in response to the letter that came to me. And I thought, Lord, this is fascinating. As I read through the letter, there was anguish, there was reaction, there was pain, there was putting this other person right. And I laid the letter down and I said, can I just tell you a story? And I told her of my own experience, and my friend looked at me and she said, I think I need to put that letter away for a while and just ask the Lord what I should do. And I thought, well, isn't that amazing that now I am recycling that experience?
Beth, thank you very much.
Thanks, Penny.
Beth Allison. Clearly, communication is not straightforward. We do not always articulate our own thoughts and feelings clearly, nor do we always hear the message as it was intended. In the Epistle of James in the New Testament part of the Bible, James the author writes of the extraordinary power of the tongue, this tiny part of our body. He describes it as a restless evil full of deadly poison that on the one hand can give praise and on the other heap abuse. Perhaps before we find ourselves speaking the latter, we should remember Beth's words and actively listen rather than speak. If you would like to share your thoughts on communicating, you can call Women of Hope on 02 9740 6355. That's 02 9740 6355.
or send me an email to womenofhope@cwciaus.org.au. That's womenofhope, all one word, at cwciaus.org.au. I'd love to hear from you. Next week, some reflections of Easter. I'm Penny Mulvey, and I look forward to your company again here on Women of Hope.